95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man? How's your liver these days?
My liver's great.
Yeah?
Thanks for checking.
You're no problem. I was getting my workout again last night.
Did you?
Nice bottle of wine. Is that right? Six.
How many bottles of wine you go through a week?
Not nearly as much as I used to. It's kind of boring now. Maybe two.
That's it?
Yeah.
You need to step it up.
I do. I need to get back to not being able to get up in the morning.
Right.
Those are the days.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Gibby Five.
Yeah, songs about gems or band names with gems. So Pearl Jam leaps to mind, that sort of thing. Gems.
All right. People are dumb on the show today. Mm-hmm. One American Dollar. Mm-hmm. Animal stories. Mm-hmm. Something called gnoming that you need to know about.
Excuse me? That sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Michael Schneider will join us.
Yes!
In studio.
Brought up Mike. Are you going to talk about the Academy Awards?
He is.
He had a great article in Variety I was just reading the other day.
A behind the scenes thing. Yeah,
yeah, everything cool that went on that night. Very cool.
And the KLOS name game between now and 4 o'clock.
$2,200 is where it's at for that same question, man.
All right. So that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. We occasionally bring you stories about animals.
Mutual of Oh My God's Animal Stories. Sponsored by Kevin and Sluggo.
Cities in England hit by startling showers of poo.
Startling showers of poo?
Starlings.
Oh, starling, the bird. Oh, ew.
Huge flocks of starlings.
You know, people love starlings. They're so pretty. They're darling. They're just wonderful. But if they're pooping on everything, that's no good. We got a picture here. Oh, my God. It looks like it's a polka dot. Red car with white polka dots.
It really
does. Tons of them.
That's a huge problem that they're having right now.
And that stuff, like, eats your paint.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You were talking about birds the other day and how much you don't like them because
like
they
birds.
Poop on your head.
It's the only animal that poops on my head. I mean, for starters, that's enough, isn't it?
It's very strange to say, but I've never been pooped on by a bird. Isn't that weird? I'm sure that'll change now that I've said it aloud.
Well done.
420 years, I've never been pooped on by a bird.
Here is a report about too much poo.
You get to the bin, you get bird poo on your head. I hope it brings me luck for Cheltenham.
Yeah, usually I can really understand the British accent, but that one...
That was a tough one.
That one lost me completely.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Hold on, one more time.
You get to the bin, you get poo on your head.
And you got poo on your head.
You got poo on your head.
Okay.
I hope it brings me luck for Cheltenham.
No idea.
I hope it brings me luck for...
Oh, is that what he said?
I don't know.
Hope it brings me luck. I thought it was like, I hate Calvin and Hobbes. And then some sort of laughing noise.
Right.
Okay.
As soon as you step outside, you're thinking, where are they? Because you don't want to be right under them because you could get covered yourself. It's come to the point now where...
I got that one. That
you could get covered yourself.
Yeah.
Showers of poo.
Yeah, no, that's no good. Starling poo all over
that's
England.
That's not good.
No, that's horrendous.
I saw showers of poo at the True.
Point now where it's pointless washing the windows.
I have never seen anything like this. You've seen murmurations. Many of you will have seen the swarms, the flocks of birds, the starlings circling through the sky.
Of course, you've seen Mel Brooks' High Anxiety, too, which made fun of the birds, the movie, and they were pooping on everything.
But I've never seen one on the scale of this. It must be tens of thousands of birds flying through the sky and all these sorts of beautiful patterns and waves.
You can hear the desperation and the...
Sure.
They're just done.
You kind of want, I'm pretty sure, they're almost, like, Canadians are very nice. And they don't want to be saying, you know what, I gotta get my machine gun, the American one would, shoot them all out of the sky.
I'm not sure that would work with starlings,
I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Well, I've been speaking to people living in the area, and while there's praise for the murmurations...
What?
The murmurations are the way they look when they do their little patterns in the sky.
No, in fancy-ass words.
There's not exactly praise for the poo.
They're just like thick black clouds. You can hear them, and you can hear the showers of poo coming down while they're...
You can hear the showers of poo coming down. That is not what you ever want to hear.
No. Not unless you're into that sort of thing.
Wow.
Well, you know, there's that many wings there, the noise from them all. And then as it gets right towards darkness, they'll just come around in really tight, dark, deep groups.
So this is like a sign of the apocalypse. These are the end times. I think people deserve to be pooped on
at this point.
Yeah, you know.
We deserve showers of poop?
Yeah, humans are worthless, horrible creatures at this point. And, you know, why not just poop on them? The hell with it. Send a bunch of starlings, a lot of them. Poop on everything.
Tens of thousands of them.
I see that the special guest headphones have been brought out of the KLS.
Oh, how about that?
Who's going to be strapping those on their head?
Michael Snyder?
Yeah, Michael Snyder.
Variety?
Yeah, I love that dude.
Yep.
Brought a mic.
He'll be stopping by at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
To recap the Oscars and talk about TV shows you should be watching.
One of my favorite Academy Awards I can remember in a very long time.
Yeah, same.
That's very entertaining.
You know what gnoming is?
Gnoming?
Gnoming.
Does it have to do with sex with a garden gnome?
It doesn't, but it does involve a garden gnome.
It does.
Gnome.
Yeah.
And it started out one way, and it's really turned into something else.
Okay.
Listen to this. All right.
I've heard of getting gnomed. Well, that was what it's like to get gnomed, at least online. For a while, this was the extent of gnoming. You'd be going about your daily business online, maybe buying a couple stained rugs on eBay, and then clicking random links in Reddit threads, and boom, you'd get gnomed.
Oh, so it's sort of like Rickrolling.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Like Rickrolling.
Okay, all right.
This all stemmed from a computer animation of a gnome named Noggin Clontith on nogginclontith.co.uk. Of course, he's British.
Ooh, hello, me old chums.
Excuse me? What was that?
So,
well, these British accents today. I'm lost.
So then it sort of morphed into this.
Okay.
I'm a gnome, and you've been...
I like intentionally pronouncing the letters you're not supposed
gnomed.
To. Yes.
It is it's annoying, though.
Yeah,
right?
So like you're trying to find some, you know, really filthy, horrible porn and you get gnomed instead?
Right.
Oh,
right.
That is annoying.
So let's talk about in real life,
okay.
IRL.
Okay.
Listen to this.
This is getting gnomed in real life.
Oh, no.
Gnoming has hit the physical realm. This is the website Get Gnomed, an Onion website accessible on the dark web. One of these is a service by this absolutely ridiculous company who claims they will literally place gnomes wherever you want.
Yes! Yes, I have a list.
They will place physical gnomes wherever you want.
You know, we did that to Jed the Fish for a while. They weren't gnomes, but they were pink flamingos.
Right. Whatever it is, it can be super annoying.
They just started showing up on his lawn one day. One, and then three, and then seven a few days later.
This means if you have that one bully from high school's address, you could now use this website to litter his yard with gnomes.
Or Jed the Fish's pink flamingos, if you prefer.
He will wake up to a gnome. He will shower with a gnome. Whatever you want to do with gnomes,
yes.
This service has you covered.
Yes.
This website became well-known following TikToker Thundercat's viral documentation of the service.
Is that why they want to get rid of TikTok? Because
I don't know.
I mean, is that why the government's freaking out? Because they keep getting gnomed?
They don't want to get gnomed?
He claims that he decided to test the website by giving his own address, and before he knew it, garden gnomes started appearing near his house.
That's good for him.
He wanted to test it out, and garden gnomes started showing up.
Just put his own real address out.
Yep.
Boom, there they are.
Yep.
According to him, this isn't just some fake service, and they send horrible gnome puns to the email address, too. The services listed on the gnome website aren't just straightforward, either. This isn't just the McDonald's menu at the drive-thru. This is a full-fledged Sears catalog of gnoming services.
Listen to the ways that you can gnome people.
I'm looking forward to these gnoming services.
You can gnome their entire yard with 500 gnomes.
Yes.
You can put gnomes inside someone's house. You can buy
gnomes.
What? Yeah, right?
You can put them inside someone's house.
You have to sign the waiver about breaking and entering?
I assume it's on the dark web, so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's you know, you come home from a hard day, you strip naked, you have your shower, you go into the bedroom, and instead of the cat,
yes,
there on your bed, a gnome.
Yep.
I think I would lose my mind.
I know, I love it.
Buy Gnome Haunting, a service that provides two gnomes every time the resident tries to remove one. You can buy cursed gnomes that smell like animal feces. That's awesome.
I love the future.
The haunted gnome is my favorite, though,
yes.
Because they'll put one there,
yep.
And then they watch. And if you take that one away, they'll put two there.
And so they look exactly alike, I
yes.
Assume.
And
yes.
If you take two away, they'll
then
put four. They just keep doing it.
You better just leave those gnomes. Just leave them.
It's a wonderful world.
It is.
$2,300.
Yeah, we're just going to hand it out to someone who calls us and gets the right answer here sometime between now and 5, if all goes according to plan.
I'll take it.
Michael Schneider, welcome.
Can I have it?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I don't think you can play.
Oh, is that not how it works?
No, I'm sorry.
I would say yes. I don't know why he says no.
You can't just ask for it. I mean, it should be more than that.
I mean, it's not an exciting game, but I would take it. I'll dance. I'll sing. What do you need me to beatbox?
Yes.
Whatever.
I would love you
to
beatbox. You just got back from South by Southwest?
Yes. Beautiful Austin, Texas.
Love it.
Belly full of barbecue. Michael. That's my band, by the way, that performed.
Belly Full of Barbecue. Yeah.
Michael Schneider from Variety. What were you doing out there? So South by Southwest.
South by Southwest. There was a bunch of panels and screenings. I actually hosted a comedy event. I did some brief stand-up.
Did you?
Yeah, which I will send you the link, Kevin, because I know
Please
you will
do.
Enjoy this.
I will.
I think you'll grab some tape, and the next time I'm here, you will play some.
Please do. But I would like that.
But yeah, I saw a bunch of screenings. So I will tell you right now, when The Fall Guy comes out, which is the new Ryan Gosling film, sort of loosely based on the TV series, run, do not walk to your nearest
Is
Megaplex.
That right?
Really?
It is hysterical. It's fantastic. It is the movie that just you want to, it's everything you want in sort of a comedic action movie about stunt people. It's fantastic.
So it's better
he's
than
great.
Peter O'Toole, the stuntman from way back when, or he's just on a roll right now, isn't he?
I mean, Gosling is on a roll.
He really is.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
So, of course you would ask me now, and I would not have it on top, because I am dropping some humble brag in that the fact that I already got to see it at South By.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you care?
What do I care when the plebes go see it? But pretty soon, I believe.
2024, it says here. So yeah, pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
That narrows it down to this year.
So you were at the Oscars.
So I was covering the Oscars.
Okay, you were covering the Oscars from Austin?
From Austin, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great article in Variety, by the way. You should look this up. It was a nice behind the scenes Michael wrote and everything.
Yeah, so I do this every year, actually. I get a chance to talk to Molly McNierney, who, of course, is executive producer on Jimmy Kimmel Live and also Jimmy's significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives sort of the inside scoop on how everything really went down at the show. And it was a fascinating year because we had all sorts of big questions, like what was Al Pacino doing?
What the hell was that?
So
Attica.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
We're all getting older, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We're all getting older.
Me.
Al has gotten much, much older.
I've always been Al. So that's fine with me.
At least you didn't say my eyes see La La Land or something like that.
I mean, honestly, that was the best moment was like, is Al about to pull off another envelope game?
100%.
And if you're a producer, you're kind of like, yes, Al, screw this up so that we can all talk about this. We can all debate it. And so that was great. Talking a little bit about, again, Ryan Gosling doing the I'm Just Ken number.
Unbelievable.
How did they pull that off? That was fantastic.
My former partner, Ali, tweeted, it must suck to be a guy and not be Ryan Gosling.
It's
and
true.
I was like, that's pretty true.
Kind of does.
I had not seen
fantastic.
Barbie yet, but that actual performance there at the Oscars made me, I watched it the next night. And I'm like, all right, this is amazing. Yeah, I finally got around to it.
And you got it. It's a great movie.
Like everybody says, it's something you don't expect. Whatever you expect, that's not what it is.
I thought it was a really good Oscars, by the way.
One of the best I've seen in years.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Yeah, Jimmy was great. The numbers were great.
Yep.
I mean, the speeches were fantastic.
I thought
it was a really good
five.
Show.
What a great idea, having five of the former winners introducing.
Oh, I thought, oh no.
Me too, at first.
They bring out five former winners for like best...
For supporting actress.
Supporting
that was the
actor
first
and actress.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see, it's like speech on top of speech on top of speech.
And I was thinking, this is going to be the longest show in the history
of
the
We're going to be here for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they kind of reined it in, and the show was short. It actually, like, Jimmy had to actually vamp for the last couple of minutes.
Isn't it past your jail time?
And he had the line of the show, which was fantastic. And they were late. They were 5 minutes late because people were sort of slow to get into the theater, so they had to vamp there, too. And yet it was a short Oscars, which you got to love.
Short, fast, great, and that Fab Five idea. I guess you said in your article they had done it in 2009 when they had them last time.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Worked well. So as long as you keep it short, as long as it's funny and emotional, which they managed to pull off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the numbers were great. I mean, Billie Eilish and Phineas are always fantastic. Fantastic! Yeah. I'm just Ken. Yeah, it was a good show. The numbers were up.
Talk about a little bit behind the scenes of Jimmy talking about wanting to do the Donald Trump quote.
Yeah. Well, that
tweet.
Well, that's a funny thing because you all heard that Jimmy went out the next day and said, "I was told don't do it." He didn't say who told him not to do it. It turns out it was his wife Molly who said, "You know, this is not. We don't want to make this show about Donald Trump. We don't want to get too political." But Jimmy had a glimmer in his eye because Trump had gone
like
on
he does.
Truth Social, his site, and had trashed the show, of course, as he's wont to do. And Jimmy loves nothing better than to poke needle at Donald Trump, and so he had that line. Which which was a fantastic line. It ended up being the right decision. It was fantastic. It was hysterical.
The crowd and so, just lost
yeah.
it. It was hilarious.
And so even Molly was like, you know what? I was wrong. I'm glad he did it.
So, and you said in your article that, of course, people are a little upset about the in memoriam, as they always are.
Which they always are. Yeah. You can't win on that. Yeah. But I can see why. You know, part of the problem is they do all these great moments where they flash the name on the screen, but they had pulled back the camera so much that you could barely see some of the names.
Yeah. They have a massive screen, and I was squinting.
Yeah, they kind of forget that it's really about that. Yeah. You know, no one really came to see Andrea Bocelli perform his song and his son. So just show the In Memoriam. You don't need a big song and dance.
But that is the one where you can't win. That part of the show, it doesn't matter what you do, somebody's still going to be upset.
Dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
They're always going to forget someone.
You said you can't win. I see what you're saying.
Because they're dead.
It's the part of the Oscars you don't want to be on.
Right. Correct. Yes, that is correct.
But then if you're not on it, then your next of kin are pissed off.
Right. That's very exactly.
True. So there's no winning with In Memoriam.
Well, I thought that was a great Oscars
overall.
It was
really good.
It was really good.
Yeah. And again, the ratings were up, so at least people are kind of watching it again.
I do what I always do, which is start an hour and a half later, record it, and then fast forward through the parts I don't want to watch. And I was surprised at how much of it I watched.
Yeah.
Yes. Do the exact same thing. I do that with sporting events all the time. Usually catch up so it's live in the last little like half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was hardly doing any fast forwarding.
It moved at a rapid clip. Yeah. So shout out to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to take a quick, we're going to play a song, right? We're
going to
play a
commercial.
We're going to play a song.
Oh, let me guess.
Come back and
Led
talk
Zeppelin
about...
or... Heart or what?
$2,300. Michael Schneider will now guess.
I'm getting that money.
We will give you the money if you guess what song we're going to play.
Not the band.
No, not the band.
It's $2,300.
All right. It's Thunderstruck.
Wow.
Nope.
Money
talk.
Nope.
Damn it. We'll be right back.
just think you could have had $2,300, man. You just thought of Sammy Hagar. Damn it.
I don't think enough about Sammy Hagar. I had a tequila right. shot, maybe.
There you go. Be all right. Let's talk TV, shall we? We have Michael Snyder from Variety here and at IndieWire, right?
Nope, still? No, not doing that.
No, sorry.
Variety. My Variety bad. All the time. All right. day, all night. Okay. Variety.
All the time.
Exactly. Settle down
wow,
there.
Take it easy.
I'm very competitive. Yes.
Let's talk TV. Things that maybe have started that we missed or things that are coming up.
Yeah, well, let's start with The Gentlemen. You remember the Guy Ritchie film, right? So this
yes.
is kind of a, I don't know if you call it a spinoff or a new version of it, but either way, it's on Netflix now, and it's Guy Ritchie's TV series. But Theo James, who you might know from, he was on The White Lotus. He does a lot of British shows as well. But he's the lead on this, and basically he inherits this mansion, this title as a duke. But suddenly he also inherits a life of crime to some degree.
Love it.
And it's classic Guy Ritchie. It's hysterical. It's ultra violent. It's quirky. There's a lot of crazy villains in it. There's a lot of action. But at the end of the day, it's still just very funny. Like I said, so
I like it.
So if you like your Guy Ritchie, then this is a Guy Ritchie series, and it's well worth your time. So,
excellent.
Nice.
So do check that
the
out.
The Gentlemen.
Right. So that's already on. So coming up, you're going to be hearing a lot about the new series from Benioff and Weiss. They're the guys who did Game of Thrones, of course. And mm-hmm. this is their first big series at Netflix. They have a big deal there now. And it's called Three Body Problem. It's based on a book, which I haven't read because I don't read. Kevin.
Reading is for losers.
This is where I'm very Kevin Ryder.
Which you never want to say.
And I regret yep. my life choices now. I'm sorry I even said that. But nonetheless, it's sort of a sci-fi, but also very contemporary action. But I don't even know how to describe it. Honestly, you're going to watch the first episode and you're going to be like, what the F just happened.
Those are the best. I love it when you're
like that.
It.
Yeah.
Because it's there's a lot of scientific mystery. There's sort of otherworldly aspects to it. They put on these helmets and suddenly they're in a different world. So it's Three-Body Problem. Alexander Wu, who's also one of the creators, is also fantastic. Benedict Wong is in it. There's a whole fantastic cast as well. I don't know really how to describe it other than just watch it. In that first episode, you're even going to be, unless you know the book, you're going to be even more confused, but it's so beautifully shot. The visuals are amazing. They spend some serious Netflix money.
Love it.
So do check that out. That starts March 21st.
Three Body Problem.
So premiering today, Girls 5 Eva, Season 3.
I'm sorry, what?
Now, you guys don't know Girls
no,
5 Eva, do you?
No.
Girls 5
he's
Eva?
He's making stuff up.
Yeah,
he's just seeing if we know any of this.
Yeah, it's
just making stuff
well,
up.
It's word soup.
And this is kind of the point. The first two seasons were on Peacock.
There's a third season?
Yes. So you didn't watch the first two on Peacock. But
right.
So this is a comedy from Tina Fey and Robert Carlock. They are the
right.
brains behind 30 Rock, of course.
Yes, yes, of course.
So if you like that
Did.
Rapid
Love.
30 Rock yep. joke on yep. top of joke on top of joke,
yes.
then you're going to love Girls 5 Eva. It's
nice.
About these four women who, back in the early 2000s, were a big girl group, and they had a huge number of hits, but then they sort of, you know...
Sort of like the Spice Girls?
Sort of like the Spice Girls,
yeah.
had a moment in the sun, but then 20 years later, they've long since broken up, they've tried solo careers, it didn't work. They basically were going back to their normal lives. But a hip-hop star samples one of their big hits, and suddenly there's talk of, well, why don't they reunite? And they do, they try to reunite, but you know, from there, they're trying to regain a little bit of their early 2000s glory and in their middle age, and finding that the world doesn't really want them back, but they do want to be back.
Right.
So it skewers the music industry. It skewers what it's like to be middle-aged, trying to recapture that glory of your younger days, especially what it's like to be a woman in their middle age, trying to sort of become relevant again in a world that has written them off and
right.
completely has moved on. But again, just hysterical. Because
and where is
it's,
it?
Now it's on Netflix.
Netflix. Hmm.
So Netflix got both seasons from Peacock and then created a third season as well. So you've got 22 episodes. You've got a
wow.
serious binge.
Yeah, good.
And And this
love
is
those.
This is it's such a funny show, and the music is great too. So Tina Fey's husband, who's a fantastic musician, wrote a lot of the music, but then also Sarah Bareilles, who's one of the stars of the show, also wrote some of the music. Renee Elise Goldsberry from Hamilton is in it. Paula Pell, who is hysterical, is in it, and then Busy Phillips as well.
Oh, I love
you're
her.
Gonna love
She's
this
awesome.
Show next
She's
time
great.
I see you, you're gonna be like, okay, maybe we don't love screaming cooking shows, but we do love
Kevin
Tina Fey.
We'll have a meltdown if Listen. There's a cooking show with a screaming chef on it.
Who needs that?
There he goes. Look out.
Make my food or don't. I don't care. Stop yelling.
Yeah. All right, what's the name of the show you were talking about?
So Girls 5 Eva. It's okay, right now
Girls
on Netflix.
Do you feel stupid saying that? Because...
That's part of the joke.
Okay.
It's part of the joke is
gotcha.
They had one of those stupid early 2000s girl group band names.
Right.
So Gerard Carmichael, who is an amazing comedian and who, if you haven't paid attention to, has really grown as a comedian over the past couple of years. He came out with a comedy special last year called Rathaniel, where he came out and talked about what that was like to come out to his parents, who were very deeply religious. He's from the South. And
he's a really unique voice.
Yeah, and he just he really bears all in Rathaniel. So he has a new reality show that's coming out to HBO Max at the end of the month. It's just called the Gerard Carmichael Reality Show. He took cameras along and basically spent time with his family, spent time with his parents. And
in the South.
And it's really raw, where he really goes deep. And part of it is, you know, he's sort of working through things right now, too.
Sure.
And you see him working through it in real time, talking to his therapist, also talking to his dad. And you start to wonder, is this because he can't have these conversations with his parents without a camera?
Interesting.
There are moments where you're really cringing, like, should I be watching this?
Those are the best. I love those moments.
Not for me, really.
It's like,
I'm uncomfortable.
Maybe do these family moments without a camera, but he's working through some stuff, and but he's also so funny at the same time, and he knows he's still doing this for the camera, so it's kind of like a reality show like you haven't seen before. And so it's worth checking out. It's going to be on HBO Max on March 29. And then the other show that's coming back for season 3, and I've seen the first two episodes, and it really sticks the landing. It is back. Hacks, season 3.
Hacks.
HBO Max. That's, of course, the Gene Smart show with Hannah Einbinder and a fantastic cast. And it's a show that if you love the first two seasons, you're really going to love season 3 as well. Have you watched Hacks?
I don't think
so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Guys.
I don't think so.
Where have you been?
Yeah, are we behind on this
You
one?
Don't want to know, dude.
we were into Girls 5 Eva.
Yeah.
No, you've been on the dark web is what I heard earlier.
Anyway, so how you guys doing?
Like with some gnomes, like some sex gnomes? Like
listen.
Are these sex gnomes?
We will
that you
put
guys
these gnomes anywhere you want.
If it's dark web, I don't know what you guys but
Liar.
Let me
I don't
come
think,
back into the light.
I don't think either of us said sex and gnome together.
Nope.
I think it was implied.
Okay,
because
yeah.
It was dark web.
True that.
So
anything
true.
In the dark web.
Yeah, so Hacks season 3 is coming back at the start of May, but definitely catch up on Hacks as well. It is a fantastic comedy.
Nice. Love it. And also, we were talking about The Fall Guy. That comes out May 2nd.
Yeah, okay.
Thursday, May 2nd.
Okay, so there you go.
Looking forward to it.
Oh,
that.
You
yeah.
found it. Wow, well
yeah.
done.
Oh, look
you
at me.
That.
I was way ahead then watching.
You're way out front.
Way out front. I'm the hipster when it comes to Tale of West.
I love any reference that starts with look at me. Any sentence that starts with look at me is great. Michael Snyder, you're the best. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yep,
brought a mic out.
The only song to mention a disgraced cosmonaut.
They need more in the world. More disgraced cosmonaut.
I need dollar, that's what I
do.
That's what you also need more of.
I need some cash, man.
The top 10 list is the most overweight cities in the United States.
Oh, a little shame in there of the city itself. And
yep.
Come on,
and
people get in shape.
It doesn't go by the number of people in the city.
Okay, just like per capita.
It goes by obesity and overweight, health consequences, and food and fitness rank.
Well, clearly we know that's not Los Angeles, because L.A. is in shape.
Sure.
Very.
By the way,
I don't think you're going to get this, but go ahead.
No, really?
Yeah.
One American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. By the way, you spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. So you're out driving around. You're not seeing people jogging. You're seeing large folk everywhere. I'm thinking the first thing that leaps to my mind is Fat Tuesday. So New Orleans? Is that a...
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah. Are they on the list?
How are they not?
Fat Tuesday.
How are they not? How are they not?
Right?
That city is so fat.
Yeah, right?
I mean, just the food is so fat and great.
Right?
Because it's fat.
They always come back like 20 extra pounds from New Orleans. Louisville, Kentucky? How's that? How are they doing?
Kentucky.
Are they watching all the fitness videos these days? Or
you're in the right part of the country.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's enough.
Damn, I'm tease, man.
Sorry, that's two.
Yeah, tease. Hell.
These are not obvious.
Oh, really?
I will say they're all in the southeast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, then Greensboro, South Carolina. I remember being there, and it was really humid and green and large folk. That's what I remember.
Sorry.
Wow, I only get one more guess. There's no way I can get it. Memphis, Tennessee. Seemed like there were some large folk there.
Put some work into this because you'll have to pay me a dollar if you get
none. Oh,
no. You're saying Memphis?
Yeah.
You got one.
I was just about to get my dollar out, man.
You got one.
Holy cow.
Yes, Memphis, Tennessee is seventh.
Miami. I mean, I can't get
you're
it
out of gas. Yeah, right.
All right. Well, at least I don't have to give you a buck. That's a good
most
thing.
Overweight cities in the U.S. Number
Top 10
is Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Number 9 is Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge. Wow, okay.
Number 8 is Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, it is. Louisiana just packing on the pounds.
Yep. Number 7 is Memphis, Tennessee. You got that. Number 6 is Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Number 5 is Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh.
Number 4 is Mobile, Alabama.
You spent some time in Little Rock. I've spent a little time in Little Rock. Yeah. Do you remember people being large there necessarily?
I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being particularly healthy either. Number 3 is Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Number 2 is Jackson, Mississippi. And number 1 is McAllen, Texas.
Huh.
The fattest city in the United States.
Yeah, congratulations. Well done.
Give me 5.
He's very needy. Every day,
this time.
Right?
You're right.
Go get your own songs. With Kevin
and Slogo. The theme today is gems.
Yeah.
Gems.
So, like, if the song has, I don't know, a ruby in it, like Ruby Soho from Rancid, or if the band has a gem of some sort in their name, 818-955-KLOS, or find us online.
At Kevin and Slogo.
Gems. We're looking for songs or bands with gems.
KLOS, hello, it's Give Me 5.
Hello, I've got a song request, please. How about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
That's actually perfect. I think we can do that, especially if I can find it. It just disappeared. Here it is.
We are doing Give Me 5 songs or bands about gems.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Diamonds and Rust by Judas Priest?
Oh, that's a gooder. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Hello, KLOS. It's Give Me 5.
Hey, Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts.
I love that song.
Perfect.
That's a damn good song. Who's this?
This is Mike from Ontario, bud.
Got it, man. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Amber is the color of my stream of pee, as Jed the Fish used to say.
Oh.
Also, a gem amber is, and that's what we're looking for today.
KLOS, hello. It's Gibby 5.
Hello.
Hey.
How about Ruby Tuesday?
Ah, Mick and the boys. Cool. Who are you?
Marina.
Marina, you got it. We will definitely do it. Probably wrap it up.
Thank you.
Talked about gems or bands with gems.
Yeah.
That was our Gimme 5.
That's what that was, baby.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
The RNLI is a charity in Ireland that saves lives at sea.
That's a weird thing to say right after people are dumb.
Well, I'll get to it.
Okay.
They do that through lifeboat search and rescue, lifeguards, water safety, and a bunch of stuff. And they recently
slackers
had to rescue a man in his bathtub after he tried to cross the ocean with his dog.
Has he noticed at any point in his life that bathtubs are generally pretty heavy?
I can't imagine the thought process of this. Even if you're drunk or high.
Right. I mean, you're dragging the dog into it, too?
Right.
Leave the dog on the shore to laugh at you.
So they rescue the dude.
Right.
And then he tries it again.
Like right away or a couple?
It was a little ways later. Tried it again, and then he tried it again.
Oh, come on.
And the RNLI said that they were, quote, forced to destroy his bathtub.
Wow, that's the best thing ever. That's my favorite story ever.
Oh my God. It's time for what we learned. In animal stories, there are starlings in England, thousands of them, that are filling the sky with poop.
It's raining poop in England.
The headline said showers of poo, which is not what anyone wants.
No.
We found out about gnoming.
Yes, that was very disturbing when you first mentioned it. I thought, I don't want to hear about this. And as it turns out, I was right.
Yeah, you're so wrong. You wanted to hear about it more than anything. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
$2,200. We got to get it out of here. We got to get this money to hell out of here.
Serious, today.
Sometime between now and 4. Not right now, but very soon. It's so damn funny.
That just sounded lame after that song. We have $2,200 for you.
Yeah.
If you want to play the name game right now, be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
The name game.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Angela, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Yesterday I was 24.
Oh, that's the worst.
Sucks. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Angela, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Casper, the Friendly Ghost, and Mighty Mouse, whom I hated. I hated Mighty Mouse. Those are wrong. So who do you think it is for $2,200?
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig.
Can you do a pig? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Can't anyone?
No.
What?
No, it's a very unique skill.
It is.
Oh!
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Even with the sound effects. Thank you.
Sorry, Angela.
Good luck.
All right, sometime between now and four, no, five.
Five.
$2,300.
We feel like your day would be better with $2,300.
Right? Wouldn't that help? Why don't you win it right now?
You can play the game by being caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
The heart beats faster and faster as it becomes apparent that it is time to play our precious little game.
Hit it.
Okay.
The name game.
$2,300, KLOS, who is this?
It's Travis.
Travis?
Travis, you're caller 25.
Perfect. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Oh, you've done this little game before?
You don't remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember very well.
We're going to need more to go on than that.
I was just thinking, where's Travis? We haven't heard from him.
It's the guy that lost $18,400 for being one letter off.
Oh, that's no good.
We do remember
that's
you.
Rabbit.
That we do remember.
That's fantastic.
Well, now it's time to win $2,300.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses, Travis, were Porky Pig and Casper the Friendly Ghost. Those are incorrect. So getting it exactly right, Travis, what do you think it is?
It is another dog, Scooby-Doo.
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 Scooby? I can't do. Can you do Scooby?
No.
Ah, but that was terrible.
But also, I don't try.
Yeah.
Travis, do you do a Scooby impression?
Yeah. Zoink.
Oh, very good.
Sorry, it's wrong. Sorry.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn
and
it.
And you can't say shit.
Guys are making work in my beeper button. All right, well, good luck next time, Travis. And next time it'll be worth $2,400 sometime between now and 5 o'clock.
$2,400?
That is correct. Sometime between now and 6, we're going to ask you to be caller 25. And if you get it right, not only get the loot, you also get tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller. That is happening this August at SoFi. It'll sometime between now and 6. So thanks to the Barbie movie, Wolf can now say he was on the Academy Awards.
Yes, he was.
That was so cool, hanging out with Slash on stage during the Oscars.
That was something. I was surprised by that.
Super cool. All right, let's give away some cash, shall we?
Yes, please.
The name game. Sing along at home.
$2,400
is yours if you get the name right.
KLOS, who is this?
My name is Amy.
Amy?
Amy, you're caller 25.
All right.
Welcome to season 4 of the KLOS Name Game.
It's up to $2,400. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And I should tell you, the last couple of guesses were Scooby-Doo and Porky Pig, which are very strange things to be saying on the radio. Those were incorrect. What do you think it is for $2,400?
I'm going to try Barney Rubble.
Barney Rubble. Do you remember seeing the commercial where they were smoking? The Flintstones were smoking. They were selling a cigarette brand.
No, I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. Flintstones smoking. It's crazy. Do you remember that one?
I do not. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh. Sorry, that is a wrong answer, though.
All right. Thanks, anyway.
Thank you for trying.
And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, $2,500 on the line. What do you think the first gold record was? It happened on this day in rock in 1958. It was the first song to sell a million copies. It was Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star, which we're going to play in just a minute. Speaking of the Beatles, on this day in rock in 1964, Billboard magazine pointed out that 60% of every single that was sold was a Beatles record. Stone Temple Pilots announced that they were getting together, reuniting for one final tour on this day in rock in 2008.